Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code?
92832.
92832. First and last name?
Greg Ebbett. What is this? What company are you?
Well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies, well, more than 300 clients.
Well, what is this? I have a bill here that I didn't authorize, and it's from Discount. Who are they?
Well, I have to look in account before I'm able to assist you with anything. I cannot provide you with no information until I have an order pulled up.
So what do you need?
Let's see. Repeat the first and last name.
Gregory Ebbett. E-B-B-I-T-T.
Okay, can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
512 East Wilshire Avenue, Fullerton, California, 92832.
Thank you. So I see an order was in on November 19th for $7.45 for a spy camera. Do you not recall that order?
I do, but I'm being charged $49 and something for
$49.97.
Yeah, in December and January. What the heck is that?
When you place order back on November 19th, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel any future billings or shipments. Your trial starts.
Wait a minute. I signed up for $7.95, not $49.
When you place order on November 19th, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. Your trial starts on November 19th and expired on December 6th. If you don't call for that spy camera.
Excuse me. Are you telling me that I'm going to be charged $50, $49.95 a month for the next whatever for a camera for $7.95?
You paid $7.45 for shipping and handling of the camera. And if you didn't call in your trial, you were going to get enrolled in the membership of that camera, that spy camera, because it's a monthly membership. But we can apply a 35% discount if you'd like to continue with the membership of the spy camera.
What am I getting for the $49 a month? I'm trying to find out. What does the membership mean?
It's a monthly membership for the spy camera until you pay the retail price of the item, sir. It's three payments of $49.97.
Well, all right then. First of all, I'm going to cancel this and I'm going to turn this in as a fraud because I never signed up for anything except $7.95 or whatever it was.
It's not fraud because you placed the order. You filing a claim.
Ma'am, look. I know you think you're doing what your boss is telling you, and I understand that. It's not your fault. I'm not upset with you. I'm just telling you that's a scam and a fraud. I was never told there was any payments beyond $7 and whatever it was. So I'm going to call my credit card company. I want to cancel whatever I need to cancel with you, and then I'm going to call my credit card company, and I'm not paying that fee. If you want your camera back or they want their camera back, that's fine. It's a stupid thing. I didn't even use it.
We have a no return policy, sir. That's why you're in trial
basis.
Okay,
no problem. No problem. I'm not going to argue with you.
I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here to assist you, sir.
No, I understand. I'm just saying you're wasting my time in that sense because it was a scam. No, yeah, I know you don't think so, but I do. And I'm just saying, cancel whatever it is that they think that I'm paying for. I'm not buying it.
I don't know the terms and agreements were overlooked when you're placing the order. What I could do as a customer courtesy, because it sounds like to me that the terms and policies were overlooked, I can apply a 50% refund of the most recent charge and get your account canceled. Because when you file a claim with your bank, yes, your bank gets in contact with corporate. And corporate on their side have to turn over your IP address, tracking number that lead back to the address name on the account, sir. If they see that the terms and policies are stated to you, automatically the charge stands valid.
Well, you do whatever you need to do. I'm not going to pay anything more, and I'm going to report this as a scam. Nothing to do with you. You're doing your job, and I don't think you're responsible for any of this, of course. But these are scams that go on when you go online, and they tell you that you can buy this for a cheap price, and it's a stupid little, I never even used it, so they can have the camera back. I know you told me they don't. I don't care. I'm just saying it's not worth $150 for that little tiny thing. They used to sell them. There's a TV commercial that used to put them on all the time, and you could buy six or seven of them for $50. So this is a joke. Not you, the system, okay?
Because I really hate for you to resist in the claim, sir, what I could do, I can issue you a full refund of the most recent charge. That is $49.97 for January.
And then what?
And get your account canceled to prevent all future charges.
All right, you want your camera back, or do they want their camera back?
No, we have a no return policy.
Okay, so what do you need to do?
Nothing, said the full refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. Is there something else I can assist you with?
What's that noise?
I think it's the phone static.
Oh, sorry. you have a storm out there, maybe. Okay, well, what's your name again?
My name is Brisa, B-R-I-S-A.
Okay, Brisa. All right, Brisa, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.